Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name is Shino. I'm one of the pastors here on staff. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to continue in our sermon series called Living It. Pastor Nathan kicked us off talking about the Holy Spirit and that Holy Spirit wants to be a home inside of us, dwell inside of us, powerful. Last week, he talked a little bit about the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit, signs and wonders. You know, the Holy Spirit's powerful, but the one thing I do know about the Holy Spirit is you can't fool him. You can't fool him. And so today we're going to be talking about making sure that we don't fake it, but we actually live it, because we don't want to be frauds out there. People are watching us. You know, I have a story about something like that, you know, that's going to set us up for this story we're getting ready to talk about. But back in the day, you know, I was a youth pastor. We go into these schools, these high schools in particular, and it was always great to see God move in a high school. You know, there's something about reaching the next generation. And I love Every Nation New York City. We're heading in that direction right now. But we're in this high school and we're in there and God is starting to move. We're starting to see some great things happen. Young people giving their lives to the Lord. You know, we're running around passing out pizzas and getting people to come to the gatherings in the school. And all of a sudden, we noticed this one particular group that was serving another God, that our children were just so emphatic on reaching. They were just, man, we want to go get these kids. We want to be a part of our group. And so they're doing everything they know to do. Pizzas and flyers and, man, come listen to this music and all this cool stuff. And all of a sudden, there was a moment of truth in the cafeteria. And I'm sitting there kind of watching it all go down because I love empowering the next generation to share their faith. So they go up, this girl goes up to this other woman and she says this. She goes, why don't you ever come to our youth group? You guys should be coming, you know, kind of going after. And it was kind of harsh. And the little girl stood up that was serving the other God. She said this. She said, you know what? You may be serving the real God. Maybe. I don't know. But the one thing I know about us is that we're going to do what our God says. And I've been watching y'all, and you're not doing what he says. You don't talk, you don't act, and you definitely don't demonstrate the love of the God that you preach about. And man, it was like, oh. And the thing I want to share with you today is you can't fake it. You can't fake it, especially young people. They're going to sniff it out. But even in society today, people are always walking around. You know, they got the cross on their neck. They're wearing this kind of bracelet. You know, they got all this paraphernalia claiming to be something, but they're not. So if you have a Bible, you can turn to Acts chapter 5, and we're going to talk about a couple by the name of Ananias and Sapphira. And this is a powerful, powerful story. It's one that gripped me. As I was studying this, I was just like, man, the fear of the Lord fell on me because of understanding that you can't fool the Holy Spirit. You can't fake God. He knows all things. And so we're going to get into it. So if you have a Bible, it's right here in Acts chapter 5, starting in verse 1. It says, now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, is it that Satan has filled your heart, that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept to yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, was it the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but you to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Some young men came forward and wrapped up his body and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what happened. Peter asked her, tell me, is this the price you and Ananias paid for the land? Yes, she said, that is the price. Peter said to her, how could you conspire to test the spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also. At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about it, these events. the fear of God. You know, you can't fear, you can't fake the Lord out. You can't manipulate. You can't do what these two did. And it's sad because previously Barnabas, a man by the name of Barnabas, did the exact same thing. Sold, bought a piece of land, sold it, and brought it and laid at the apostles' feet. But the one thing he did that was different from Ananias and Sapphira was this, is that he brought it all. He didn't hide anything. He didn't fake anything. He brought it all to the Lord. And you know, God sees all and knows all. And the first point I want to make is this, is who are we fooling? Who are we fooling? Ananias and Sapphira, who are we fooling? We're talking about a God that parts seas, a God that raises people from the dead, a God that spoke the world into existence by the breath of his mouth. There's nothing that God doesn't know, and there's nothing that God doesn't see. And so for you and I, it's important to go ahead and live the life that God has called us to live openly. But the only way we're going to be able to do it is by the grace of God. It's by the mercy of God. It's saying, God, I need help to be the man or woman that you created me to be, because I can't do it without you. I can't do it without you. You know, the thing that really struck them was this. It wasn't that what they did is who they did it to. They lied to God and they lied to the Holy Spirit. And the one thing we have to know is this, is that we can't test God. We can't test God. The Bible says this. It says in Matthew 4:7, it says, Jesus responded, the scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God. You must not test the Lord your God. You know, you can't test God. You can't say, hey, I'm going to see if he knows this or he knows that. You know what? We and I just need to do what God is saying for us to do. You know, instead of just holding it back, they held on to it and they thought that they could fool the Holy Spirit. And, you know, that's what the Bible calls iniquity. See, iniquity is a planned sin. It's something that we already know what we're going to do. It'd be the equivalent of taking a car and running it into somebody on purpose. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm getting ready to do, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. And it says this, when that happened, that happened. And some theologians wrestle back and forth, you know, why wasn't Peter more gracious? Man, he walked with Jesus. He saw how merciful Jesus was. He saw how kind Jesus was. But you know what? The one thing Peter knew is this, is that, man, you can't test the Lord. You can't test God and you can't fool the Holy Spirit. There's all types of stories in the Bible where people who tested God, they were punished for it. You think about Achan in the Bible and Joshua, when he was there in Jericho and they were taking on the new land. And all of a sudden he hid that gold or hid that the treasure. And all of a sudden something broke out on the camp. You know, they started losing these battles and they couldn't understand why. And you know what? Man, he was struck down, not just him, but his entire family, because he did something that was contrary and disobedient to the Lord. Why is this so significant? Is because there was a move of God taking place on both sides. It was a move of God. Something supernatural, something big was starting to take place in the early stages. And God had to make an example and says, man, look, I'm not playing when it comes to commandments, when it comes to being a witness, if you will, or being a separate as a man or a woman or a people of God. I got to make an example of this situation, and fear fell on it. And the same thing here with Ananias and Sapphira. It was so important that God did what he did. And I know it's harsh. You're saying, how's that? You know, he could have been merciful. He's the God of second and third chances. But you know what? God is serious about our witness. Especially in the early stages, because so many people were looking on. People were involved in this. And he said, I can't have this. And all of a sudden, you know what? These people ended up perishing. And it said, fear struck the place. You know, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I remember stories growing up, you know, when I was out playing a sport and unfortunately a friend of mine got himself into a bad situation. And it not just impacted him, but it impacted the entire team. And fear fell on the team because of what he did. And, you know, when you do something that is heinous or wrong or not right, it doesn't just affect you, but it can affect everybody. God said, I got to deal with this and make sure that people understand that I mean business. Don't fake it. Be real, be honest, be true to who you are and be true to God, because he knows anyway. Who are you fooling? Who are we fooling? And my scripture verse is this, Galatians 6:7. It says, do not be deceived. God can't be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. You know, you can't mock God. You can't make fun of God. You can't, you know, all of a sudden say, hey, you know, I'm going to do this and get away with that. No, God sees all and knows all. And it says that we reap what we sow. I've heard it said, well, if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap a whirlwind. But if you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap the things of the Spirit. And it's so important not to mock God. To be open and honest in our walking and who we are with Christ. The NLT says this, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. See, that right there was a sign of justice. And it was harsh. But we can't play around with the things of God. I mean, I'm preaching right now and I'm getting scared. Because, you know, sometimes we're out there, we're doing things maybe we shouldn't be doing, or we're getting close to stuff that we shouldn't be getting close to, or being around things that we shouldn't be around. And God is putting his finger saying, hey, you might want to get away from that. You may not want to do that. You may want to stop doing that. Because you know what? God is gracious and God is merciful, but he's also just. He's also just. My second point is this, to be honest with self. To be honest with self. You see, Sapphira and Ananias were not honest. They made a decision before they went out and did what they did. And they should have been honest to be like, you know what? This belongs to God. We said we were going to do this with the resources, and we should have took it and gave it to the Lord just like we said, but they didn't do it. But you know what? Being honest with self means that we got to take a self-examination. That means we need to check our hearts. We need to check our minds. We need to check our motives. We need to check everything in with the Lord, you know, kind of having a CT scan in the spirit and saying, man, is there anything evil or wicked in me? Please, Lord, show me, because I don't want what they had and I don't want what they got. The Bible says this in Psalms 139:24-25. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting life. Another version says to not just test me, but to see if there's any wickedness in me. See if there's anything ungodly, anything unrighteous, anything unholy, anything in me. Run it through that grid of the Holy Spirit and search me, because I know I'm capable of doing some crazy things. And I need this CT scan of the Spirit to search my heart. Why the heart? Because with the heart, one believes. The Bible says this in Psalms 50, verse 10. David said this, just as he said, quoted this verse. He said to search my heart, make sure that I have a right spirit. You know, you can have a wrong spirit. Ananias and Sapphira, they had a wrong spirit. It was bad. How do I know? Because in Numbers, it said that they were of a different spirit, meaning Joshua and Caleb and the other people had a bad spirit. And the bad spirit was grumbling and complaining. I'm going to do what I want, how I want. I don't believe the promises of God. Let's go do it this way. And you know, your way could be the bad way. I've heard it said this. You can choose to do whatever you want, but you can't choose your consequence. And there's consequences to our lifestyle that's contrary to the things of God. You know, I had a friend of mine that he was a landscaper, and, you know, we'd always joke around about how in shape we were. Oh, I'm in shape. I'm in shape. And I got this and I got that. And we're laughing. He's out on his lawnmower doing his thing. And, you know, I was away working, and all of a sudden I get this call saying, hey, he flipped his lawnmower, which is like a tractor, and it rolled on. He got a concussion. They're going to take him to the hospital. And I'm like, man, you know, he should be okay. I mean, yes, he wrecked, and you know, I'm going to pray for him and believe God, and we're going to see my friend get better. But, you know, they said you're going to have to take a casket, and they think that he may have a concussion, so they're going to run something over him. And so all of a sudden they do this CAT scan just to make sure that, you know, there's no brain damage or anything like that, because it rolled over on his head. It was a pretty rough thing, but nothing was wrong with his head. But as they ran the scan through, they found something in his body. They found cancer. And I began to sit there, and because they caught it early enough, they were able to deal with it, get it out of his body so that he could live. And all I kept thinking was, man, if he doesn't have this accident, and yet it looked bad. And sometimes we can go through a bad situation, but and pressure and things, and it brings stuff out of us that we would not even know was there. Man, if he had not had that scan, think about this. Man, who would have known that he was feeling good, he felt strong, he felt healthy, but he had cancer in his body. You know, there's times we walk around as Christians and we think, man, we're doing great. I'm reading my Bible, I'm praying, I'm doing all these things, but not realizing there's something going on down in my soul. Every time something presses me, every time I get into a spiritual crash or something happens financially or somebody says something to me, all of a sudden something comes out of me that I didn't even know was there. Oh, Lord, search my heart. My motives. My motives, is my motives right? Search my heart, but also my motives. Are my motives where they need to be? Sapphira and Ananias, their motives were off. See, they wanted to be a part of the blessing without honoring the blesser. And so many times we can get so caught up in what's going on, just doing the activity, but not understanding the fear and the awe of the reverence of the person that we are doing the activity on behalf. You can't fake the Holy Spirit. You can't fool the Holy Spirit. He knows all. He sees all. He's omnipresent, all powerful. And it's important for you and I just allow that the Spirit of God just to cleanse us and to go over us and say, man, is there anything going on? Why? Because it says this in Jeremiah 17:9, the human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? You know who knows? God. How do we know this? Because, man, there are some people in society that started off good, but something got lodged down into their heart, got lodged into their soul, and began to manifest and go out and do it. You know, nobody wakes up and says, you know, I want to be a person that's a part of child trafficking. Nobody wakes up and says, man, I'm going to go and be a murderer and go out here and do these heinous crimes. Nobody wakes up and says, man, you know, I'm going to go out and start something that is ungodly and unrighteous and bring division in the land. That's not in people's minds to start off that way. But man, if we don't guard this thing, if we don't take care of our heart and we don't allow the Holy Spirit to cleanse us, man, we're capable of doing some heinous things. And we're seeing it in society right now with a lot of the division and a lot of the strife and a lot of the hurt and the pain that society is calling us. The human heart. Be honest with self. Be honest with self. You know, we always come back and, you know, we check our bodies and, you know, man, I'm gaining weight. You're honest with yourself. I need to lose weight. You go do whatever you got to do to get it right. Man, I'll get on that Peloton. I'm going to go, you know, run and join this group or that group. And I'm going to join Soul Cycle. I'm going to do all these things. And I'm going to try to lose weight because I want to take care of self. Man, I'm going to start eating right, man. I'm going to stop going to Shake Shack at 12 o'clock at night. And, you know, I'm going to stop going to that new Krispy Kreme down there in Times Square, man. The line's around the corner, but I don't care. I'm going to go anyway. You know, you're all about self. But when it comes time to take self spiritually, I don't know if I can give that up. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can remove that. But you know what? You got to allow the Holy Spirit to reach in and to remove those things out of our souls so that we can be the man or the woman of God that he's called us to be. Let's not fake it. Let's not fake it. My last point is this, is that you have to choose wisely. You know, when Sapphira came back, she didn't know what was going on. She didn't know her husband had died. But I do remember early on in the story that there was a choice. They had a choice as husband and wife to do right. And they chose to do wrong. And, you know, like I said earlier, we can choose to do whatever we want. Yes, free will. I can live however. I can do wherever, go wherever. But you know what? I can't choose my consequences. I can't choose that. I can't say, you know what? I did this, so let me get that. No, that's left up to God. It's left up to God. And so what I say to you out there today, choose this day, just like Joshua said in Joshua 15, Choose this day whom you're going to serve. Choose this day who you're going to follow. Choose this day who you're going to bring everything under the lordship of Jesus Christ, just like they were doing in this season when revival was breaking out, God's moving, good things are happening. They had to make a choice. Either I'm going to be all in or I'm going to be all out, but you can't be halfway. Can't fake it. And so society needs men and women of integrity. They need men and women of character. They need men and women who are willing to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. And yes, it's hard, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, all things are possible if you allow Him to lead you. To lead you. Deuteronomy 13, 19. This day I have called heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Choose life so that you and your children may live. You know, the decisions we make when we're led by the Spirit just does not impact us, but it impacts those that are coming behind us. Our children and our children's children are impacted by the way that we live. So if we fake, they're going to grow up fake. And the one thing I know about children, man, they see all and they just watch it. And so when you come and we come as adults, we come to say, you need to go read your Bible. You need to go to this prayer meeting. You need to do this. You need to do that. Do you know what they're going to say? You don't do it. Ouch, that hurt. You don't read. You don't pray. You haven't been to that connect group. You haven't gone to church. They're always watching. But choose this day whom you're going to serve. Choose life, not death. Choose blessing, not cursing. Choose it. It's all about a choice. And you know, the only way that I can't fake this thing is I have to be all in with Jesus. I have to be all in with the Holy Spirit. I have to be all in. I have to be able to bring it all out and say, Lord, yes, I'm not perfect. Yes, I'm not right. I know I'm off a little bit. But Lord, by your grace, by your mercy, by your power, I can turn things around. But I got to give it to the Lord. You can't fake the Holy Spirit out. You can't fake him out. And so right now, wherever you are, in your living room, in the park, I don't know. But what I do know is this, is that God is a God of second and third chances. And maybe you've been faking. Maybe you just been, hey, you know, just kind of wink, wink. I live this way. But behind, when I get with this group, I'm a different way. Maybe you've been, you know, hey, I got something going on and I probably need to go ahead and just cut this thing off and move on and be the man or woman of God that I know that I'm called to be. If that's you right now, just take a moment to pause and say, you know what? I'm through playing around. I'm not here to play games anymore with the Lord. I want to be all in. Team Jesus. Team Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're moving in the hearts and the minds of people, that you're putting some finger, you're putting your finger on some things right now. You're speaking clearly to people right now that this right here is a ticking time bomb and it needs to go. Because not only is it going to blow you up, it's going to blow others up around you. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that by your grace and by your mercy and by your love that you'd reach in by your Holy Spirit and remove it oh so gently. I pray that people would be so bold enough to say, yes, that's me. I even believe right now there are people making major decisions on what to do that's going to be impactful, not just for you, but for those around you as well. And you need to sit down and you need to choose wisely. Don't do it out of anger. Don't do it out of bitterness. Don't be deceitful. But honor the Lord. And do it right. Oh, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And God, as we come in to this season of revival in our church, I pray that the fear of the Lord, the fear of God, would be so tangible that, man, when we step foot back in our building, wherever it may be, that there's a holy reverence, knowing that, man, our God is a holy God. He sees all and He knows all. Yes, He's merciful. Yes, He's gracious. And yes, He's kind. But man, He wants us to be a witness for Him and not just talk about it, but to live it. And the only way we can do that is by Your grace and Your power of Your Spirit, God. Help us in this season. Be with us in this season. Help us to let go of the past and move on to a great future. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If this sermon ministered to you, and man, you say, Pastor, I just need to come and agree with somebody right now. I need to come and pray. You could text prayer or pray on that number that's on the screen, and somebody will connect with you. But church, it's time for us to stop faking and be the man or woman of God that He's created us to be. And it can only be done by the grace and the mercy and the power of the Holy Spirit deep inside of us, and us being willing to say, Lord, here I am. Take me as I am, clean me up, and make me whole again so that I can be that light and be that witness for You. Be blessed today. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.